And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW. In Sitka, joining me in the studio, I have Colleen Dahlquist and Dave Knutzel here to talk about the Sitka MS Walk that's coming up on May 21st. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, Colleen and Dave, you're both co-organizers of the walk. Patricia Atkinson is also another organizer. Dave, you are representing SAIL. You're the Sitka Program Director for Southeast Alaska Independent Living. And Colleen, you're representing Mountainside Family Healthcare.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this is your second annual. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Let's talk about what this walk is intended to do, and then we can start talking about MS a little bit. What are your goals for the walk this year?
Well, I know we have, I want to say three goals. First, to raise awareness of this illness. I think it's kind of one of those silent things where a person can look normally healthy, but struggling with a few things silently. And the other is to raise funds, raise money for this event. That can be done through organizing teams online and encouraging friends and family to donate to that.
And teams, that's a new focus this year for you folks. Why this emphasis on teams, and how is this a good thing?
What it can do is get not only the people who are walking together and create a sense of group and teams there, but you can get people from other communities who can sponsor you to walk here in Sitka. So your greater team can raise more money and more awareness than just the people who are walking.
It sounds like it can also foster this great spirit of camaraderie too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How can people set up teams?
They can go to the website MS Walk, which is linked to the national organization. We also have a link on our Facebook page, Walk MS Sitka.
Okay. And how are these funds used, just in general terms? Are they going to national efforts, statewide efforts?
It's a combination. There are the funds that are in the state to help people who are newly diagnosed. The state MS program has a library where newly diagnosed people can gather more information and support there. And nationally, that goes to a lot of research. There's so many developments and medications right now, so many therapies available and in the process. Yeah, so it's exciting. Actually, it's an exciting time to be diagnosed with a chronic illness.
Well, we'll talk about why it's an exciting time to be diagnosed with a chronic illness in just a bit. Can we revisit last year's walk really briefly? How was that? Did you feel like it was a success?
Yeah, it started off as maybe a day like today where it's a light fog in the air, and all of a sudden people just started showing up. We had more people show up than we had registration forms. It was a great success. Everyone had fun. Yeah, it was an awesome time. What do you think, Colleen?
I agree. I think we estimated more than 100 people that day, and we were just shocked, surprised, and pleasantly surprised. And what I really liked about this, too, is that afterwards, people just didn't get in their cars and go home. They kind of clustered together and talked for a little while afterwards. And so there was that sense of a community there, which was really nice to see.
That seems like this really nice secondary impact of this kind of outreach effort, which is forming community around an mm-hmm. issue, which can, I imagine, offer a lot of support to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk a bit about MS. Can we do that?
Sure.
Okay, MS,
sure.
Multiple sclerosis. Sclerosis.
Yeah. I know, it's a mouthful. Well, it's in a nutshell, an illness where much like it affects the central nervous system. And just like the insulation around wiring, that insulation on your nervous system can wear down in different spots and cause shortages, just like in an appliance, you know, doesn't work exactly right. Can be numbness, can be tingling, can affect eyesight. It's unpredictable. It's unique to each individual on any given day. It's an adventure.
Well, and you mentioned that this is a good time to be diagnosed with an illness like MS. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, in retrospect, I've cared for patients who've had MS, and so I had this idea in my mind of what that would be like, and it was quite scary. And then I was diagnosed about 12 years ago and had that idea in my head about what that was. And I did a lot of research, of course, and discovered that there were options for therapies for me at that time that those folks had never had. So their progression went in a different direction than I could expect mine. So I have seen self-injections to now daily medications that are just in the form of a capsule. You're freer to travel. You're not tied to a cooler and a sharps container. So it doesn't need to be as scary as it used to be.
So a diagnosis means something different than it used to mean. Mm-hmm. Because often the term that accompanies MS is, you know, debilitating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, you start to wonder, what is that? You know, your life, your bar of normal is reset.
It's the new normal.
It's the new normal. And there are different types of MS. There's remitting MS, where it goes into remission, then you might have a flare-up, and then there's progressive, where things just generally kind of worsen over time. But good support networks like these friends and families that get together and show their support by walking also demonstrate that on the more family level and intimate levels. And it's just, I want, my message personally is to stay positive, surround yourself with that energy, and stay active, get out there, move.
So this walk is a national effort, and it happens all over the country. And I feel like my awareness of MS is growing because it is being addressed in the public sphere more and more frequently. Mm-hmm. It sounds like with these new diagnoses, what this means may be an increasing awareness and being able to talk about things like the stigma surrounding MS and sometimes how hard it is to come out and say, yes, this is what I have. Do you think that's changing, that with this increased awareness, is it becoming easier for people to talk about it on a personal level, or are there still difficulties?
I think that with any chronic illness, it can be a personal choice on to how you share that information, especially in the workforce. You know, how's that going to impact my job? In my sense, I didn't worry about that so much. You know, I still had a lot to offer. So I just really want to encourage people to see that in themselves too, and to have that strength to reach out when they need it and explain what they're going through if they feel they're struggling with something.
Well, and Dave, SAIL is one of those organizations that people can reach out to for assistance. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, what we do, so SAIL, at the beginning, you can come by and learn more about MS. We can give you information, referrals, connect you with the National MS Society. But then also, in the later stages, what we do is we can do a lot of things to help you with daily life, with staying in your home. That's one of our big goals, is we want people to stay in their homes. We don't want them to have to, if they become debilitated, to have to be in a long-term care facility. We want them to think about, how can I stay at home and enjoy life, enjoy my friends. And then on the same note, during the walk, we will even help with, if anyone needs assistance for the walk, we can provide that assistance during the walk. We provide transportation during the walk and everything. So SAIL will fully support you and your friends as you do for the walk.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like having that community support, friends and family, and also organizations like SAIL, realizing you're not alone, that can be really important for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the term walk can be a little misleading, because this is a route that's just about movement, and wheelchair accessible. So if a person is in a wheelchair, whether or not they have MS, they can come and join us too. It's open to everyone.
It's the MS Amble. And It's on May, amble, like we're just going to amble together. Mm-hmm. It's on May 21st. We haven't even talked about when and where.
Okay. May 21st, 9:30 at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, and we'll walk to Whale Park. We'll have some refreshments and transportation back if there's a car to pick up at the Cove.
And 9:30 is sign up at Sawmill Cove?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, you're asking people to form teams, and they can do that online.
Yes.
Is there a number of someone they can reach in town if they have questions?
Sure. They could call me at 747-0313.
You can always contact sales, 747-6859.
Okay. And then there's a Facebook page as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Any parting thoughts before we go?
I hope to see as many, if not more, at this year's walk. Support your friends and family here and away on that endeavor.
Yeah, it was a fun time. Tons of kids came, and wear orange. That's right. The theme.
That is the theme. That is good. The color of MS. Every illness has a color.
Okay, and orange is for MS.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having
Thanks.
Me.
We've been speaking with Colleen Dahlquist and Dave Knutzel about the Sitka MS Walk. That's coming up on May 21st from Sawmill Cove to Whale Park. Sign up is at 9:30 a.m. that morning at Sawmill Cove.